Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. That's right. I'm back. And we got a lot to talk about in this quick hour. And I'm reading a tweet from Kerryon Johnson. Y'all know Kerryon Johnson from Detroit Lions. This literally just popped up on my feed. Apparently, he is a Lord of the Rings fan because you guys can explain this to me. His tweet says, bored, so gonna start Lord of the Rings from the first one. That must mean that he is a Lord of the Rings fan because apparently Lord of the Rings used to come on Sundays. Somebody let me know, but I went to go send you guys a tweet, and I see that on my feed. Go carry on. me and Greg were talking,
wow.
And I'm supposed to be talking about something tonight, so he's going to have to go a little bit deeper and refresh my memory because I think I know, but I can't fully remember because he didn't get a chance to tell me. So there's something about a season ticket holder that I was supposed to be talking about.
Well, I remember last season home game for the Lions. You send me a text, and it's like, oh, I got to tell you about this season ticket holder behind me. Something
okay.
about that. Because you guys ended up losing that game, and you have, I guess, second round pick just that, second round pick for the NFL.
Yeah, we do have the
I think we might have dropped down to third.
We might have dropped down to third because I was pissed about that. But I gotta think about that last game. God, you would think that it was just, you know, I would remember, but it'll come back.
Well, I think you had a new person or persons up there where you have your seats being season ticket holders, and that lady is kind of, don't know shit, bitch.
I'll remember. It'll come back to me because I got a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, first I'm going to start off with everybody knows that I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions. And I've said this over and over again. I'm not really big on New Year's resolutions. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, I make one every year in this. No, I really am not big on New Year's resolutions. One of the reasons why I'm not big on them is that I just think that if you're going to start something, you need to start it wholeheartedly. And I think that there's not one particular time that you should say you're going to start doing something because there's different reasons to do things. I am doing something. I will not call it a New Year's resolution. I will call it a change. And I'm following suit. This has been on the news. This is not any bad thing. But I'm trying to do the dry January. And for anybody that doesn't know what Dry January is, for those of us who drink, you don't have to be, this is not recommended for alcoholics. But people like me who, you know, I get my drink on from August until New Year's, since the Lions ain't made the playoffs, I get my drink on very well. And I'm a weekend drinker, you know, but I also drink during the holidays, you know, I'm drinking. I'm actually going with Dry January. Again, this is not a New Year's resolution. It was something that I was like, I need to do something different. And I wanted to do something that was easy to do and something that might carry on. Again, this is not for people who are alcoholics. I would never recommend, and even on the news, they've said this is not for people who are alcoholics. This is just, it's like a way to cleanse your body for a month. And they said they've even done studies that people who don't have alcohol just for 1 month out of the year, it actually helps your liver and everything regenerate. What I'm finding out is that Lord Jesus, me in the bathroom, we've always had a good relationship, but I am drinking more and more water because anybody who knows me, I'm not a big juice and pop drinker. I really don't drink that much pop. For those of y'all who don't know what pop is, soda pop, whatever y'all call it in y'all part of the country. Here in Michigan, we call it pop. So since I don't drink a lot of it, and when I say I don't drink a lot of it, I really don't. I mean, this is something that when you walk in my house and you ask for that, you're going to probably get a side. I'm going to give you the side eye, okay? Because I just don't. But my water intake has really increased, because I'm not reaching for a drink. Again, this is not something that where it was a problem. You know, I did realize, like, I was watching something. I was like, damn, I could use a drink. I was like, nope, Dry January. But aside from that, it hasn't been like, oh, my God, I got to have something to drink. That's what I did for the new year. Again, this is not a resolution. I think it can be done anytime. For me, I'm following suit with probably two-thirds of the country. I don't mean the people. I mean, there are, anybody who watches NBC, there are a few people on the Today Show and on NBC who are doing Dry January. It's out there. And I can tell you that it also, during the Dry January, I've already lost like 3 pounds. So, Dry January has more than one advantage to it. And I also, for anybody who wants to know, I have not had any restaurant food since the first of the year. I have cooked every single meal that I've had. And when I say that I have cooked, I want people to watch my feed tomorrow. I took some pictures out of our favorite cookbook, the Jiffy Cookbook. Well, I haven't talked about it before. A few months I've been doing Meatless Mondays. And so Meatless Monday is not anything new. I've been doing this, God, for about 4 or 5 months. And I was, on Meatless Monday, I'm normally like going to some restaurant to buy something because I'm too lazy to cook. I realize I hate cooking. Let's just keep it real. I don't have nobody at home to cook for. I hate. So the only way to get this done is that Sunday, there's no football. I made all my food. I made my breakfast for tomorrow morning, and I made what I'm going to be having tomorrow. My breakfast that I made, again, you guys will see the pictures. I did the banana bread, the banana muffin bread. And I want you guys to understand that it's different because it's done in, I was supposed to use a smaller loaf pan than I did, but it's still banana bread. And I did a spinach casserole. And oh my God, my house was smelling up. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be good. So I will be posting the pictures for Meatless Monday tomorrow for that. And like I said, the Meatless Monday is not something new. This is I've been doing this for a while. I just haven't been talking about it. So what's been going on with you, Greg? I still got a few other things to talk about, but I wanted to get that out there.
Yep, I thought for Christmas I'd make it special for my sister and make a banana pudding. And I normally don't do that shit. Yes, it's not baking, but I made it. But put in a extra twist. Did a peanut butter ganache and mixed it in and kind of banana pudding, wafers, all that. And it was a ode to Elvis Presley. Because he liked peanut butter and bananas.
Oh.
So,
And peanut butter and bananas are so good together. Okay, y'all might say that sounds gross, but no, if you get a whole banana and a jar of peanut butter, I can see people right now probably say, oh my God. No, you do a real banana and you put peanut butter on it. It is so good.
Yep. And I did a pudding basically with vanilla wafers, bananas, vanilla pudding, and peanut butter ganache, which is a mix of peanut butter and heavy cream. And trust me, that was some good shit.
That sounds good. It sounds like about 5 million calories, but it sounds damn good.
Oh, it came out real good. I mean, I was actually impressed, surprised, and even my sister's mother-in-law. Ooh, that is good.
You know,
does banana pudding.
You might have to send that recipe to some folks.
Oh, hell yeah. I can do
some
that.
Some folks that we're talking about for y'all don't know me. But I won't be doing it right now. Let's keep it real. I will not be doing it right now. So if anybody thinks, no, I will not be making any banana pudding.
Oh, no.
Apparently Green Bay is not going to the playoffs. Apparently the Seahawks just beat Green Bay because one of my favorite people, Alan Lee, he is in California. He used to be a broadcaster here in Detroit. He just posted Russell Wilson just did blank, blank, blank. So I don't know what's going on. I'm going to have to turn that game because something's going on. Whatever Russell Wilson just did, it's that Seahawks.
Oh, I'm watching the game right now. They're behind. But
the Seahawks are behind?
Marshall right now. Yeah, Seahawks are behind as of right now before this commercial. Thank you, Capital fucking One.
Let's see.
Because right now on Fox, it's, commercial. All right, 28-17, Packers.
Okay, so they must have just scored or something. I'm talking about the Seahawks. Oh, yeah, that was a beautiful touchdown. That's what that was. No wonder he said that. That was a straight-up side eye. So, yeah, now I know what he's talking about. So, hopefully the Seahawks will win because I'm not a Packers fan. But another thing I did something that I probably should have done a while ago. My freezer, and I'm not talking about the one on top of my fridge, I'm talking about my deep freezer. I cleaned out my deep freezer. When I say I did some changes, I brought in this new year pretty good. I cleaned out my deep freezer. So when you look in there, there are tons of bags of ice for anybody who does not have. Back before portable ice makers became cheap, I got a portable ice maker because I've never had a fridge that's had an ice maker on it. So over the holidays, I was making ice, and I was like, damn. I'm like, I'll just throw it in there. Oh, my God. I didn't have no room in my freezer. We won't even discuss what was in my freezer. I'll just leave it at that. I'm one person. There is no reason why the food that was in my freezer should have been in there for the amount of time that was in there. I will leave it at that. And I needed to be ashamed of myself. But guess what? I took care of that. I cleaned out my freezer. I cleaned out the freezer on top of my fridge. Today, I went and cleaned out my cabinets. And I looked, and I really need my aunt's feet for them cabinets. And for anybody who don't understand, and I will say this, I'm guilty of it. I had food in my cabinets from before I moved into this house. And basically, it was like seasonings and stuff. Guess what? Seasonings have an expiration date. I look at the expiration date and canned foods. So I don't even eat that many canned foods, so I don't even know why them damn things are still in there. Oh, I'm sure the track, but I hate wasting food, so it was one of those things where I should have probably re-cleaned out the fridge. I should have cleaned this out a while ago, but I did it, and I'm okay with it. Like I said, I hate that I probably threw out a whole lot of damn money, but I couldn't have ate it anyway because it was just too old. And there is a such thing as food being too old, okay? Let's just keep it real. So I've been doing, like, a lot of things. I've been, like, getting stuff cleaned up and everything. And for anybody who asked what's going on, I will find out tomorrow. And once I find out tomorrow, I will let the people who need to know know. But I'm going to talk about a few other things. But one thing I want to say is that we will be fully back in swing in September. We will not be having, there's a possibility we may have a guest before September. If we have a guest, it will be heavily promoted, and it will be a two-hour show. It will not be a last-minute thing. One of my good financiers jumped in my shit this past week, bad. And for everybody who knows, I have my hand in all parts of the adult industry, not just toys. And apparently there's some new talent I have yet to see, so they could say how this person is. I'll believe it when I see it because every bitch wants to be a. Let's just keep it real. So I will be. Apparently, I have been invited to a filming. Right now, I think my financier is not understanding everything because I asked some questions and they didn't quite understand it. So I'll be redoing some stuff, and part of that is making sure that this person has the proper test. And for anybody who don't know, anybody who works in the adult industry has to be tested for their STDs. So I don't mean by going to their doctor. I mean there is the actual testing service, which I will ensure that these people have them done. But if we do any interviews, they will be with two people who will be coming into the industry, and they will be part of the V's After Dark family. Not under the visa.
All right.
And they will be falling under another branch, but I will have my hand, I put it like this, my hand will be on the pulse. But that will not be for a few months. We're still talking, and apparently there's still some interviewing going on. I am not doing this part of the interviewing. Somebody else is. I was contacted by a person who does a lot of financing. When I need money, I know who to call. This person contacted me because we had been talking about it, and because of everything that's been going on, my pulse has been pulled off. So I will be doing those possibly. But again, when that happens, we will have more than a couple of weeks' notice. They will be probably coming straight to me, which means that I have to figure out the person I'm working with also is an engineer, so they will probably be running the stuff behind the scenes for me with Blog Talk that day. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot going on. But Randy just called, so let me pull Randy in, because I do have three other things to talk about. I wrote out a list. Hey, Randy.
Hi, beautiful. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. New Year's going off so well. I'm just, everything's going on. I'm just sad that my Ravens are not going on. So I saw the game last night, but it's okay. It's always next year.
Yeah, they didn't look good, Randy. And hello.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Doing awesome, man.
That was a fun game, but it happens, and it's better luck next year. Better luck next year for them.
There you go.
Not even worrying about it anymore.
Bringing up football, something else I want to talk about. I did go to the Quick Lane Bowl. I missed the hitting the ref. Of all the things, I know it was all over national news. And no, I'm not proud of our quarterback. I got frustrated towards the end of the game. I was like, fuck it, I'm ready to leave. I'm tired. I was tired. But I was at the Eastern Michigan Penn game. We initially sat in our season ticket seat. I got to bring this up because I'm still pissed about it. Guys, when you see two women together, two attractive women, and they say they're season ticket holders, how dare you fucking assume that we're lesbians? I am not homophobic. And I want to put this out here. I am not homophobic. But me and my daughter, we were there, and there were some gentlemen sitting around us. We actually made them move because one guy was sitting in our seat, and he was like, yo, we normally sit in these seats. Can we sit on them? And it was like, yeah. I'm talking to the guys. My daughter went and did something. I was like, yeah, my daughter. And they was like, oh, I thought that was your woman. Now, this was in the midst of this motherfucker trying to push up on us, talking about we need to get with one of them. To say that was my woman, I just looked like, really, bitch? You thought my daughter was my woman? And I told my daughter, because for one, I know plenty of lesbian couples. The majority of lesbian couples that I know, there is a masculine one and a feminine. I can tell you that I know that I don't look masculine and my daughter doesn't look masculine. Men, I'm sorry, but mother-daughters who aren't gay, go to football games and have season tickets. Next time you make another fucking insulting-ass comment, black man, you better be glad we didn't punch you. That was like the most disrespectful shit I've ever had happen to me in my life. And I've had a lot of things happen, but that shit was like, are you fucking kidding me? You have lost your motherfucking mind. Who the hell do you really think you are? Of all the shit to say, you thought that was my woman? I waited till me and my daughter, we moved to the other section because for whatever reason, Penn was supposed to be the visitors, but they had them sitting on the Lions side of the field. The Lions side, everybody knows from the entrance of most stadiums, the home team is on the left, the home team is on the right, visitors on the left. The reason why I say this is because I go to EMU games. Guess what? EMU is always on the right-hand side, visitors on the left. But I can tell you that U of M, for whatever reason, when we go see them, yeah, I do go to the big house people. Now, they're the home team, I don't know what side they on. Because I can't remember. I want to say that we must have been around a bunch of U of M people, but we was like $300 for tickets up in the stands. And I thought that was ridiculous for them prices. Or no, they weren't that high that much because my daughter wouldn't have gotten them. But now they were the home team, and I want to say they were on the left. They were on the left-hand side. But either way, it wasn't like what I'm used to. So that kind of messed us up. So we did move over to the EMU side. Penn still, they had less people there, but they was on jam. Again, I get home, I'm watching ESPN. I'm like, what the fuck? We missed the damn quarterback. And he was graduating anyway, so he really didn't have shit to lose other than maybe his bid for the combine. But seriously, I was just like, this is a joke. I don't believe it. I expect the better of U of EMU. I'm just saying, Easter, I expect the better, but I'm good. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm good. But I was more upset that the dude was a woman than I was a lesbian. Again, I'm not homophobic. I just felt that it was very disrespectful when I had my daughter with me to assume that we were a couple. Because that would mean that I would have to, for one, I'm 24 years older than my daughter, or 23, something like that. So I look like I'm that desperate that I got to go with somebody that much younger than me. And, again, I know plenty of lesbian couples. Somebody know me as masculine. And that's not me and my daughter. I'm just keeping it real. Dudes, don't assume shit. Women who are not gay can like football. You making yourself look like fucking Cam Newton with that dumb shit. Like, ooh, a girl in football. Okay, you looking real stupid. That was another thing I want to talk about is, now, everybody has a cold. One thing I can say, Kohl's is all over the country. So when I say this, anybody who lives anywhere, there's a Kohl's somewhere near you, okay? Kohl's now takes back your Amazon orders. They have spots for online pickup. And every Kohl's I've been to, and I've been to Kohl's in a whole bunch of different locations, they now have 3 to 6 spots that says reserve for online pickup. What that means is that these people are coming into the store strictly for one thing, to pick up their stuff they ordered online. Why you motherfuckers don't park in that spot knowing good and damn well you're not in there, and then people got to go hunt for a parking spot? I say this because I've been to 2-3 different Kohl's. I order online. I go to pick up my shit online. I got to hunt for a fucking parking space. Why? Because all you lazy motherfuckers think ain't nobody going to know. It took all my strength to say, you didn't buy shit online. You didn't buy shit online. I wanted to put notes on people's cars saying, park someplace else, but I didn't because I didn't want to look like a Scrooge. But that should annoy me because I go into the store. There's nobody in online pickup line. And guess what? I go in, I get my shit, and I gotta walk farther for my space. Online pickup spaces are normally closer to the door. I get it. Y'all don't want to walk. Get over it. How many people go to the grocery stores and they got the self-checkout or they got lines because, let's say, you're going in there for something quick. How are you going to be a 24-hour grocery store and only have five lanes open at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning? I'm sorry, but pretty much every household that has children does their grocery shopping on Saturday morning. I went to the grocery store to pick something up real quick. They had only 6 of the 17 self-checkouts open and 4 of the regular lanes. You would have thought that we were in there with fucking free food stamps because there was not enough fucking lines open. And then with the self-checkout, the 6 that were open, 3 of them were down.
Oh.
I'm sitting there with 3 little fucking things in my hand. I spent more time in the damn checkout line, not because I was trying to buy a lot of shit and not because people had a whole lot of stuff, but because 3 of the 6 fucking checkout line, self-checkouts that were supposed to be up and were down, people had groceries. And you're a 24-hour grocery store. Seriously, that shit irked me.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Then the other thing I want to talk about, because I still can't remember about, I will remember probably in my sleep about the other thing. Rude doctors. Went to the doctor this week. And I explained to the doctor that, hey, I didn't want to get any more. Anybody who knows, I've had some steroid injections. I do not want any more steroid injections. I told the doctor, hey, I do not want these injections because this is why I've gained all this weight. This son of a bitch, yeah, I said it, had the audacity to tell me I had all my weight because I didn't know how to eat. I wasn't eating properly. I didn't know this motherfucker was fucking me all night and had been with me for the past 2 years. Literally told me that I wasn't eating right and that's why I was the size I was. To say the least, I won't be going back to him ever again. Because, see, I know how much my insurance paid you. And guess what? I always give people the benefit of the doubt. I read some reviews about him, and I had never had these problems. I think as long as I was agreeing with him, he was okay. But I had read reviews, and I was like, well, I've never had that problem. We'll see. Apparently, it was my turn to get his nasty ass attitude. So, guess what? I won't be going back. And part of this he didn't like was I went and got a second opinion about a surgery they want me to have. And as a consumer and anybody who does anything with their body, you should always get a second opinion. I need to know what I'm having done is supposed to be done. Even if I let you do it, I need to have a second opinion. And when people talk about cutting on you, you should always get a second opinion. You shouldn't let somebody say, hey, you need this, and you just go along with it. You go get a second opinion. And especially, I don't know what's going on in the rest of the country, but I happen to be looking at the news here, and there was a doctor here who's actually in prison right now. But he was actually doing unnecessary surgeries on people and putting things in them that he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, wow.
So why not go get a second opinion? So, no, I'm real leery. But, doctors, this is why I am for universal health care. Because in Canada, where they have universal health care, yes, it takes longer to get some of this stuff done, but guess what? You have very few people in Canada that have private insurance. And why is very few people? Because The doctors get paid regardless. Yeah, it might take longer because everybody has the same health care, but guess what? You're getting better care. We are so far behind in the times in this country, and this is the shit that pisses me off. That's all I wanted to talk about. I know. I'm going to remember this other thing. I can't remember now.
Yeah, sure, come to you soon.
Well, that thing, too. Canada, insurance, yes. Germany has a very good health care system over there, too. I mean, ours is shit.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's
straight up ridiculous.
I'm paying more now than when, 15, 20 years ago? We had copays. Now, it's like, you got to meet this deductible first. Then it'll be copay. So our insurance has sucked since, 15 years ago, it went to shit.
See, I still have a copay, but the whole thing is that, now I know what you're talking about, you have what they call, it must be like Aetna, and I can't remember what they call it, but it's like pay for service, and that's for people who don't really have a lot of health problems. I had that. That was the worst damn thing because you go to the doctor so many times and then once that money runs out, then you start paying a copay. But then your copay is so fucking high. You're like, you go so many times, the money runs out, and then you start paying out your pocket. And after you pay out your pocket, then after you pay so much out your pocket, then you start getting a deductible. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? So I went back to Blue Cross Blue Shield because I was like, that's some straight-up bullshit.
Yeah.
My premiums were lower, but the money that I had to pay out of pocket was ridiculous.
Well, that's the thing. My insurance last year and this year is Blue Cross and Blue Shield. It is the worst I've ever had.
And I want to know, why do they have these different plans all over the place? I mean, if I've got Blue Cross and Blue Shield and you've got Blue Cross and Blue Shield, the only difference there should be between our Blue Cross Blue Shield is a high deductible and low deductible. It shouldn't be, like, I know people, like, you're talking about how yours is. It's just so ridiculous. Why can't they just have maybe two plans that go across the entire country? But each Blue Cross Blue Shield is state-based. Which is some bullshit, because I'm sure your Blue Cross Blue Shield is not just Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma. Mine is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan.
Mine's Blue Cross Blue Shield of fucking Texas. And
see, that's some straight up bullshit.
And that's because corporate headquarters for the company I work for is in Texas.
And see, that's bullshit that I'm talking about. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? And what fits in Texas doesn't fit in Oklahoma. Let's keep it real. What fits in Michigan doesn't fit in Oklahoma. What fits in Oklahoma doesn't fit in Michigan. But they do this shit, and then they want to say, you're not doing people a favor. And most employers don't want to fucking provide health insurance now because of the universal health care. And I will tell everybody, no, I am not against the Affordable Care Act because the Affordable Care Act did allow more people to have insurance. But the problems with is that for people who had a decent insurance, those insurance companies decided that they were going to start robbing people because instead of the rates going down, they went up because even though you had more people coming in, you had people with lower incomes. who couldn't afford it. So they're getting a different type of insurance than everybody else, but the ones who already had their insurance, theirs went up. My Blue Cross Blue Shield goes up every year, and I'm like, really? Really? And mine is through my employer, but I still pay out the ass.
Yep. Same here.
Same here.
I mean, what we have.
Oh, and dental insurance is a joke.
Yes, I mean, insurance now compared to what we had 20 years ago was, I mean, it's night and day. I'm paying more now and getting less service and paying more out of my pocket because of, Affordable Health Care Act.
And for anybody who says, oh, we're knocking on it, first of all, they knew that there was going to be problems with it, but it was the point of the Affordable Health Care Act was to ensure that everybody would have health insurance. But what happened was that President Obama was only allowed to do 8 years in office. Now we have a new president. This president talked about it, but guess what? He ain't got shit to worry about because he can have health care for the rest of his life, okay? Period. That's part of one of his perks. That's probably why he became tried to become president because, you know, that's a perk. Lifetime health insurance.
So does Congress in the House.
Right. So it doesn't affect them. But get this. Now, you talk about how it's shit, but you still ain't came up with a better plan that's out there. Now, I want all you people, and I want y'all to listen. I'm not a politician, but I want y'all to think long and hard because I know people listen to this show, and they may listen to it, you know, after the fact, but I want y'all to understand something. I'm not for one party or another. I'm for the lesser of the two evils. But let me get some shit clear to you. When you take something that at least was trying to work away and you don't have shit to replace it, what the fuck did y'all get when y'all put him in office? And I say y'all because I didn't vote for him. He did not come up with a concrete plan. And despite the fact that the unemployment rate has gone down, we really don't know if it's gone down because how many people dropped off of the unemployment rolls who still couldn't find a job? Because I still talk to people who say they cannot find a job. And you know why? Because states are sitting here and the jobs are still going overseas. He talked all this shit, but everybody did not get a job. A lot of people lost jobs. AT&T is still firing people. They got all that money, and they fired over 1,000 people, and those jobs have not been replaced. Ford or GM took jobs overseas. You still got Comcast and all these other fucking companies with fucking call centers in another damn country where they don't know how to fucking talk. And everybody's fucking name is Susie. Now, I'm sorry. How many motherfuckers you know Susie with a goddamn strong-ass accent?
Excuse me.
I'm so tired of Susie and Mary telling me that they could answer my goddamn question. I'm sorry. I know some Susies and I know some Mary. No, they ain't got no fucking strong ass Indian accent.
Yep.
So these call center jobs that have gone overseas, and guess what? We still need call centers because we got fucked up cell phones, fucked up light bills, fucked up water bills, fucked up this bill, fucked up that bill. We got fucked up every damn thing. We got fucked up mail order. We got fucked up Amazon. Okay, you name it, we got fucked up. Let's just keep it real. I don't care what it is.
That ain't no
but shit. You got call centers overseas. They're taking these calls. And everybody want to sit here, and he says, jobs came back. What jobs? Then you talk about the Hispanics coming into the country, but guess what? How many people do you know, black or white, that's talking about going to pick cotton berries by the barrel, by the bale or whatever, and talking about they're going to get paid? They're taking the jobs that we don't want. They're not taking jobs that we want. They are taking jobs that we do not want. We would not have sharecroppers if that was the case? Or did he forget? We got rid of slavery a while ago. I'm sorry, you can't force the black folks to go do it for free no more. And the Indians and the low-income white people, they just can't do it no more.
Agreed.
Well, maybe that's why we got idiots in running this country.
Not about idiots. I would not call them idiots. I would say that they're not looking at the bigger picture. This is no longer the land of the free and the brave. This is the land of who has the most money. I mean, it used to be you went into politics and you still had a farm at home. You went into politics, you still had a job when you came back. You went into politics, you still had something else that you were doing. Now you go into politics and you become a millionaire. President Obama, I love you, but you went into politics and you make more money than damn near, you make almost as much money as goddamn Oprah, okay? And you came from nothing. Politics does pay, okay? So.
Yep, yep.
But in the meantime, you've got those of us, I'm not in politics. I have considered going in politics. My degree is in politics. But then I just keep getting to the point where I'd be like, oh, I just can't do it. Well, I don't like nobody else in my business. Listen, you open up that closet door, all the damn skeletons going to fall out, okay? And then I look at it. I will not say the person's name. I have a relative who just became a mayor. I personally don't think that person should have ran for mayor. I think that that person probably should learn a little bit more, but who am I? And I see all these things, congratulations, congratulations. I won't say it, and the reason why I won't say it is because I just don't feel the person is qualified. Now, are they hardworking? Yeah. But I think that when you're book smart and you have no fucking common sense, you got a problem. And I truly believe that this relative believes that they're white, even though they're black. And I have a problem with that because this person will not serve their community properly, in my opinion.
Right.
They're jaded and they're blind. And I say that because there's a lot of black people who do not relate to being African American. Let's just keep it real. Then they run for these offices. And then they want to know why black people jumping their shit when they don't do stuff right. Why? Because you can't relate to being black. But then I have white people tell me I can't relate to being white either. So what the fuck do I know? But I can't
tell you.
I can relate probably relate better to being white than I could to being, you know, this man who can't relate to being black and they black. And the reason why I say that is because my government name that I won't put out there, and I mean my government name that I'm supposed to carry, makes everybody think that I'm white. And being part white, it doesn't hurt. I know y'all say, Miss Vivi, I saw you don't look like, shut the fuck up. My grandfather is half white, okay? I know what being white is, okay? You know, I know what they done said in our family, because the white folks in our family don't like us. But when people see my government name, the one that I don't use, but the one that my parents use, they think my mama and daddy are white. And then they be like, where the fuck they come from? They mean white folks? Because they got the whitest names in the world, okay? They got a white first name and a white last name. I don't know where they from, because I ain't. I mean, people still think my mama white, okay? So they mean her be like, well, what was that? What was my else? She be like, hey, you got me. That's me. So I can relate to being white better than I can be than a black person who say they can't, who can't, a black person doesn't relate to being black. Why? Because I know the advantages of being white, okay? I got friends who can pass for white, and they say they don't understand. They're like, bitch, you a liar, because I done seen you get shit just because people think you white. I get denied a lot of shit because people know I'm black. Okay?
<Yeah.
laughs> Hell, I got black men who be looking at me like, nah, we can't deal with you because you're a crazy sister. And speaking of black men who did not black women, I told y'all where I go at every New Year's Eve. Well, the white race was officially embarrassed on New Year's Eve. Everybody keeps asking, why didn't I not take a video? I wasn't thinking, but I wouldn't have been able to take it anyway because I was too close to the person. White, there was three white couples sitting at the table next to where me and my daughter was sitting. We were in a booth. They say apple bottom jeans. This woman had to be in her 60s. And you know when they say apple bottom jeans are dropping the low, 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 low? That poor chair got molested that she was standing behind because she was not dancing with her husband. I feel sorry for the chair. She tried to take a low. I don't know what she was doing, but them moves wasn't moves that any white person should ever claim they could do. I feel sorry for the white race because what this woman did to that poor chair, no chair deserved that type of molestation. I would have helped the chair press charges. That's how bad it was.
I remember you telling me that. Oh, yeah.
Oh. This woman molested the chair. That was not cute. There are some things that you need to claim within your race. Most white people don't know how to dance. Why? Because I get told when I dance like a white girl. Just like a white girl with an ass. The difference is at least I know how to bounce a little bit. I just have no fucking rhythm. That's what happens when you got a fucking white name and white folks in your family, okay? That's just how it goes.
All right, now,
them white
I will
jeans
say,
white take
people,
over.
Now, white people can dance, but it's mostly too country. I mean,
is that called line
know,
dancing?
Well, you got the two-step, you got line dancing, and if they ain't too drunk, they can actually dance to that. But if it's anything like hip-hop, oh, hell no.
Like I said, this woman molested the chair. It was bad. I would have testified for the chair. If they would have said, hey, we need a witness, I would have testified for the chair. I was like, I watched her molest that chair.
Melissa, describe, give the definition of molesting a chair, because I never heard of a person molesting a chair. Give me a definition of it.
There was some gyrating, and she wasn't sitting down. She was standing. She was trying to grind and everything on the chair. She, that poor chair. I'm glad she had was fully clothed. I'm telling
oh
you,
my
if
God.
A chair.
Well, have me saying,
if,
why
if,
you feel sorry
a chair,
for a piece of furniture?
If a chair, if the chair could sue or file charges, I would have been a witness for the chair, okay? And she thought she was doing something, too. I mean, it ain't like that she was, I mean, she thought she was getting down, but wasn't nobody moving but her.
Well,
I don't know which one of the guys were her husband.
She was trying to do that to impress the other men in that bar.
Wasn't nobody impressed because she wasn't even on the dance floor. Now, if she would have been on the dance floor, I might have understood. But she was like, we were in the dining area.
And
I go to a sports
me,
bar, so.
She was drunk.
Oh, yeah, because they was getting pitchers of beer. And I'm not a beer drinker, but I know the beer runs through you. But
oh yeah,
they was doing shots and they were doing the beer. And
oh.
All I could tell you is that I'm still thinking about that poor chair.
That's a bad combination.
Plus, they had an attitude with us. Now, you ready why they had an attitude with us and we didn't do nothing to them? On the website for this, for where we went, and I go to the same sports bar, so it's not any place that is some private place. They said, call to make reservations if you want to have seating. So we made a reservation. I called and I made reservations. Now, grant you, we did not have to pay for the booth. There was no money, no money exchange hands or anything, but we reserved a booth. Well, they wanted that booth because it was the last booth that was available. But it had a big sign on it that said reserve. We walked in and went to the booth. So they were already pissed because we got the booth. I'm sorry, bitch, but I called and made the reservation. And their thing was we thought it was free to get in, so why was there reserved seating? Because they said that you could get reserved seating if you called and made it.
Yep.
Because we all know places on New Year's Eve get kind of crowded towards midnight. When there's no admission, you know, everybody flock up in there. And they had a free buffet. I mean, what better place to go?
Yeah. Yep. You sure as hell ain't going to go to the Waffle House.
They watered down the drink so bad that so me and my daughter came home and had a drink after we left there. And everybody knows I don't drive on New Year's Eve. That's the one time I catch an Uber to the place and Uber back. So we did not drive, but it was just, like, so funny. We got back to the house. We was like, fuck, we got to have a drink. So we met some nice, cool people, but I think because it was just so much going on that we just chilled.
Packers won the game today.
You said you did what today?
No, I said Packers won the game today. I'm watching the football game.
Yep.
Oh, bullshit. I hate that.
Chiefs
that
won.
Sucks.
Chiefs won today. Packers won today. 49ers won yesterday, and Titans won yesterday.
Titans.
So.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's your final
Titans.
Four.
Damn.
So now we gotta hope the 49ers beat the Packers, because that's some straight up bullshit.
Ooh.
I hate the Packers.
You know, you got your final four.
I wasn't watching. They had the – I didn't know that there was still college football going on, so I watched that damn game yesterday, and I turned away from that. I was like, damn, I thought college football was over. I'm so sick of all these fucking damn bowl games. What happens when the Rose Bowl was the national championship game? Then they switched over that the Citrus Bowl was the national championship. Now you got all these other damn championship games. What's the point of having all these fucking bowl games? I think it's a joke now. College football is becoming a joke because it used
anyone
to.
Anyone was everyone to have a bowl game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hell, I could have a damn bowl game if I had enough damn money.
Back in the day, you got the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl.
And
I mean,
the Citrus Bowl.
The Citrus Bowl, that's it. Back in the day,
now you got
way.
The Blockbuster Bowl. I never get an Amazon Bowl. We got the Quick Lane Bowl. I'm so sick of all these damn bowl games. But we will be back next week, everybody, for 1 hour. We're going to have some good shit to talk about. We will talk to you next week. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.